All right, we're live, by the way.
Oh, we're recording? Mike, you're supposed to tell. Hello and welcome back to a new semester. Not a new semester. We just got off spring break.
Yes, we did.
So I guess it's like a half semester.
Yeah, we're about
halfway through.
Halfway through.
If you don't know what you're listening to right now, you're in Romo's, McCaff, Wheatley, wherever you are. You're listening to RMU chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik Johnson. Stay with me. We've got a small show. Just me and Mike.
Yes, it is.
Mike, how was your spring break?
It's pretty good. Didn't do a whole lot. Kind of just hung out, spent some time with family, friends, watched a lot of Netflix.
That's cool.
It was decent.
Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing. I just slept a lot. Like, I slept a lot over spring break. It was really great.
That was my plan. I didn't actually sleep a lot. It was weird. I was getting up at, like, 7 o'clock every morning.
See, I was planning on, like, playing, like, Civ a lot over spring break. Didn't do that.
Had to get some practice for the game they have going on.
Yeah, I know.
Have going on.
I'm glad to be back, though. We're going to get
some
more Civ going. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about, first topic.
Let's go.
My trip to New York. I just want to fill you guys in on what happened. I went to the College Media Association Conference in New York City.
Sounds like fun. Interesting.
Yeah. So basically what happened, I woke up at about 4 o'clock Saturday. Catch a Greyhound bus to New York City. We stayed in the Sheraton Hotel in New York Times Square, which is really cool. That was my first time ever being in New York.
It sounds like fun. Like it was something I would have liked to go to, but I'm not a journalist in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, you count. You take pictures.
Yeah.
You count. There were actually a couple of photographer sessions, too.
Mm.
So that was really cool.
Why was I not informed? I would have gone.
Yeah, you should go. I think you have to be like SCJ to go.
I'm not an SCJ.
Oh, that's fine. SCJ is pretty chill. But yeah, I went to sessions Sunday, Monday, and I don't think I made any Tuesday. Tuesday, no, I didn't make any.
Is that when the weather got bad?
Yeah, that's when the weather got bad.
Yeah.
A bunch of people left. But basically, I got to tour Bloomberg, which is really cool. I found out that the people who, like, work in Bloomberg, they do the voices for the New York subway.
Really?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Huh.
Like, the guy who does the New York subway thing, he, like, came in and he talked to us about, like, college radio stations. That was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Ironic that I'm talking about it on the radio.
Like, I haven't done any cool trips like that or anything before.
This was my first. I'm excited I did it.
Like, I was in I've been inside Root Sports control room just
really?
For some other stuff, yeah, like downtown.
Oh, wow.
That was it was a long time ago. It was, I think, whenever they first got here, they were doing a commercial, and my family won something. And we have another contender joining us.
Brandon, showing up late.
What's up?
How are you, Brandon? We're talking about my trip to New York.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was great.
It was your first time, right?
Yep, it was my first time in New York.
Oh, my God.
I stayed in Times Square.
Yeah?
Yep.
Times,
we don't have a single mic picking you up.
Oh.
That's fine.
I'll make it.
Well, Brandon gets set up, I'll keep talking about New York. But yeah, I got to meet Lester Holt from NBC.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool. I toured Bloomberg. What else did we do? We got to do a bunch of really cool stuff. I rode the subway. They have a store in New York City that sells edible cookie dough.
Yeah.
Edible cookie dough?
Yeah, it's just called dough with like a line above it.
You going to Penn Station? You went to Penn Station?
I did not go to Penn Station.
You don't know Subway Hop, you said, though. No.
Right. Yeah, I just rode like one that was like, okay, thingy.
Brandon lives in New York.
Brandon is from Long Island.
I am.
He knows New York well.
He's a fan.
I stayed in the Times. I was going to see Times Square, which is really cool. It was really busy. Like, as busy
as
you would expect it to be.
Yeah.
Like, in the movies, that is, like, it's actually that busy.
Yes.
Now it's, like, always jam-packed.
Yep. I spent a ton of money on food. Like, I spent maybe $100
on food. You
do
that a lot.
Yes, I do that.
I spent a lot of money on food over spring break.
I ate 3 slices of cheesecake.
Yep.
Cookie dough. I ate 2 gyros. KFC.
I like how KFC is in the mix there.
KFC was in the mix. That was for the snowstorm.
New York pizza?
I did not get New York pizza,
oh
no.
My God.
That was the one thing that I didn't get.
Oh my God.
I ate at a deli. I ate an Italian hero. That was pretty great.
Gotta get some, I can't believe you went to New York and didn't get pizza, man. You of all people. Like, you're a big food guy.
I love pizza. And I think it was just, like, the snowstorm happened and I just had one less day to eat. Go and, like, get pizza.
Yeah.
I feel that.
But you said Times Square was packed, right?
Yeah, Times Square was packed.
It's always like that. Yeah.
I got to see the Nintendo World store. I had to play a Switch for a little bit. That was great.
Yeah.
I was really excited about that.
Did you go up on the stairs in Times Square and everything?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay.
So when I went, I was with Morgan and Eddie. They offered me, but I was, like, freaking out because there was a lot of people
around.
So
much going on.
Yeah, it was pretty... But, like, I seen Times Square, and I'm like, wow, this is where Spider-Man and Electro, they fought in Times Square.
Yeah, so many movies are from there, yeah.
Yep. So that's really cool. But all in all, I had a good time.
Good trip?
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. All right, well... We're going to take a longer break than usual. When we come back, we're going to talk about art. Stay tuned to RMU Chat. Mics are off. All right, Brandon, have you seen the new Snoop Dogg video?
Doesn't he point a gun at Donald Trump?
Yes,
no,
shoot
Donald
Trump.
Is that the topic?
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I know about it, so.
I will actually show you the video, that's why this is a longer topic. A longer break.
How you doing, Brian?
Alright, just got out of class.
You,
also storyboarding.
I don't know if they can hear anything about it. I hope not. It's not clean. Lights are off, so we should be good.
This is for like a new song?
Yeah. How long is the video?
It is 4 minutes 24 seconds.
Okay, you should be good. There's nothing scarier than, like, the idea that, like, this is, like, coming for... All the mics are muted, but it's just, like, my laptop playing, but it's still...
Yeah, all the mics are muted again.
Sucks. I didn't think it was that bad.
You liked it?
I don't like it, dude. I mean, that's what you expect from Snoop Dogg.
In the context of the video, Donald Trump looking like a clown is way less terrible than I thought it was.
Alright, that's it. Video's over.
It's just the point when he holds the gun at him, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's
tough. Maybe. I don't know. Go to Mike first. I don't know.
That's fine. Oh, we still got a bit of time, so that's good. I can craft the tweet for the show.
Back on.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to keep it going. But this is already not like great, so I'm not super worried. And welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. If you missed the last topic, I just talked about New York a bit. It was just me and Mike Evans. Now we have Brandon Ailman.
Yep, hello.
He came back. But during the break, we listened to Snoop Dogg's new song. We watched the video. You guys, if you haven't heard, there's been a controversy in the video. Donald Trump shoots Donald Trump with, or a Donald Trump character with a fake gun. And everyone's been up in arms. Marco Rubio has thrown his opinion into the hat. Donald Trump's lawyer, Ice-T, and some other rapper. On the West Coast is throwing his hat in. We're going to throw ours in. Mike, how do you feel?
All right. So, just as a general, no matter what your opinion is on Donald Trump, it is generally a bad idea to show any kind of violent act towards a president.
I agree.
All right.
And not to, like, beat the drum that's been on, but, like, if this had been any other president that this video was made about, that would have been shut down
it would have been
right
huge.
Away.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree. If it, you just don't do that. That's just taking it too far, I think.
Yeah. It's like, you can, all right, you can maybe feel that way. That's weird. Like, you don't, generally being violent towards people is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Donald Trump. I'm actually on the opposite side. I think what he did was, it was art. Like, you... Like, it was clearly Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He tried to, like, separate it. Everyone in the video were clowns.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I first saw it, I only saw Donald Trump looking like a clown.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, not only is he calling Donald Trump a clown, he's also shooting him in
yeah.
the head. That's
yeah.
that's just a bad idea. Once I saw the video, it was not nearly as bad.
Yeah, like, the whole...
Once it's put in context, yeah.
Everyone is a clown in the video. But I think, sure, it's art. I wish Snoop Dogg, I don't want to say went further with this, but he tried to make a lot of statements and in that video, and I think he didn't make any real, like, I think him shooting Donald Trump was the real statement, but...
But it makes no sense, to me, at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of messages in there, and I wish he would have, like, took one. If he was going to say, you know, I don't like Donald Trump as president. I wish he fully made a video that focused on
just
that.
Just do something like that, not just shooting him like that in the video.
Yeah, there was a scene where one of the clowns gets shot and a boy records it on a phone by a police officer. And that's cool. That's social commentary. But yeah, I wish Snoop picked one thing and he went further with it.
Yeah, like, the video's fine. It just, that one part, like, that's just took it too far, I think.
It's kind of out of context of the video.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, the video would have been fine if they had just, like, focused on, like, the police brutality kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have made more sense. Because, like, it's showing everybody as a clown, but.
Yeah. I think the message is fine. I think the way he went about it, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg is Snoop Dogg. No one's gonna really.
I mean, he did start the NHL All-Star Game with uncensored versions of his song, like on national TV,
yeah,
a family-friendly event with.
Nobody's gonna. I feel like if you invite Snoop Dogg, though,
you know what's gonna happen.
You can't. There's no such thing as an uncensored Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I don't know. And with the video, he ended with that. So it's like once you watch the whole video, then you get to that at the end. Like that's what you're thinking about. Like,
yeah.
The ending part there. So he did. I think he did that on purpose too, to put it at the end there. And then it's over after that.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
Like
yeah.
The scene that happens, it looks like a gang fight.
Yeah,
it looks like a gang fight.
It's an execution because he's standing there with his hands up.
Yeah, he's tied up.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like it goes against the message of kind of what he was saying, like with the police early in the video, where it's like, oh, this guy had his hands up and the police still shot him, but then you put somebody else in the same position, but it's okay. Air quotes there because they're a person of power.
Yeah,
and they're sticking it to the man, quote unquote.
I generally think that he should have stuck with one thing. If he wanted to make a video about police brutality, I think what that video was a perfect way to do it. If he wanted to say, you know, Donald Trump is an awful president, I think that video was a fine way to do it. Again, I wouldn't do it the same way, but
yeah, I wouldn't have done it like that. But that's my opinion on it.
You can ridicule the president and everything and, like, take shots at, not literally take shots at cops, don't do that. But, like, you can have this social commentary, but it's generally, you shouldn't do it in a way that just, if somebody doesn't agree with you, it's just going to make them angry at you.
Do you think this is it for Snoop Dogg? Do you think this is his last big thing?
Mm.
Do you think we're going to see more of Snoop Dogg's social commentary?
We're going to see more of it. I don't know how much we're going to care because not only was the video not, like, well done, the song wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll listen to some Snoop Dogg songs. I'm not a rap guy, but I'll listen to some Snoop Dogg songs.
There's older
wasn't
stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the song in general was, it was a Snoop Dogg song. That's really all I can really say about it. It wasn't, like, his best song, absolutely not, but it was good. It was what you'd expect from Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Mike, do you have a topic?
Yeah, we'll have something.
All right. When we come back, we'll have something.
When we come back, we'll have something.
Mike's well. The show has no energy to it today.
Yeah, it's fine.
Some of you all hate our lives.
You guys want to talk about social justice warriors?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Somebody that, like...
What's your topic, Mike? Let me know. Now I'm itching.
I can do my topic. I mean, I could do after this. We could do the tournament and stuff. But I don't know if you guys know much. You guys fill out brackets or
nope.
Don't know shit about that.
See,
just take us through.
I don't know.
Just take us through.
Let me see if I have a. Let me get my laptop.
Actually, if you want, I can just ask you questions. I just interview you about my friends.
There's no way in hell we're hitting an hour with this show today.
Hmm?
There's no way we're hitting an hour with this show today.
Oh, absolutely not. It's 12:50.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about it.
It's like halfway through.
I'll see if I can come up with something else.
Oh, my God.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I have a good top, but it's again with. Have you guys heard about like the LeVar Ball situation with Charles Barkley?
No, I don't know any of those names.
See, I wish. Rashad was here right now because we could do a good topic about that.
We're not gonna hit Rashad. That's fine. I'm not super worried.
I don't know if I'm gonna do this news bump today or not. I kind of want to go back to my room and go to sleep.
Yeah, I gotta pick up some money from my dad. And then
I got class at 2.
I also have class at 2 to go to. I gotta send emails and junk. That's a shame. I thought I was so excited about doing that topic, then we came in and we were just like.
What topic?
The Snoop Dogg video.
Yeah, I think we were okay.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Okay.
That's the end of the.
No, it's not. We still got. I'm just gonna play every song out, so.
Yeah.
Because we are not gonna hit an hour. Back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik Johnson. Here with me, I've got Mike Evans.
Yeah, yeah.
Brandon Ailman.
Yep.
Before the break, we talked about Snoop Dogg's newest video, my trip to New York. Mike, you said we were going to talk about something. Find something.
Actually, I was just looking. Not a whole lot going on as of late, you know, spring break.
Yep.
So just wanted to ask you guys. How do you feel about these insane weather changes we're having? Cause over spring break, I think it was last Thursday, I was outside. I was like, it's a nice night out. I'm gonna have some friends over. I had people over and had a fire. And by the time they were leaving, it was snowing.
Yeah, I actually was stuck in New York because of winter storm Sally. It was actually really nice the day before in New York, and then the snow hit. And I was really upset about that.
Did you guys get a lot in New York? Because I know my hometown, Long Island, they didn't get that much. But my brother and all my friends who go to colleges over there, they all got the day off.
Yeah, we got... It was pretty snowy. I think there were like 2 cars on the road at a time. What really happened, though, is that Tom Wolf like shut down all the highways in Pennsylvania. So our Greyhound had like canceled its trip.
Is that what you guys took? Yeah.
They can't take side roads or anything. It's not cost effective.
Yeah, it would take much longer.
And so that adds like, 4 or 5 hours to that trip if you can't take.
Jesus Christ.
It adds a lot of time, if I'm remembering correctly, if you can't take turnpikes and stuff.
All right.
Especially for a bus where like you have to stop.
Yeah.
And it has weighing stations, so it can't go all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, weather's getting crazy. You guys like see any of that other stuff that's going on? Just like crazy weather and stuff that's happening? There's storms all over the place. It's getting kind of bad.
Yeah, hopefully it is done. Hopefully it's finally done. We're in the mid-March now.
Yeah.
I am tired of the snow. I hate the snow. It's awful.
At this point, I'm tired of it, too. I'm ready to spend time outside.
Yeah, I'm ready for the summer.
I'm ready to go outside.
Summertime. Speaking of outside, Brandon, you're a sports guy, right?
Yeah.
We have a visitor.
We have a visitor? Am I letting somebody in?
Regular.
I guess I'm so.
No.
RMU chat, kind of regular. Mara. How are you, Mara?
I'm good.
You have Mara? Now we're going to ignore Mara, because I'm going to ask Brandon about something. So you're a sports guy, right?
Yeah.
We're in March now, huh? What you doing for that March Madness, man?
I don't know. Some games are starting today, and we filled their brackets. Right now, Princeton and Notre Dame are playing right now, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I have like 3 different kind of brackets filled out on different tournaments and stuff. What about you guys? Do you guys have anything already?
I'm not a sports guy. I might fill one out still.
Do you want a mic?
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
But yeah, just that's that. And I have another thing, the LeVar Ball situation.
We're gonna find that.
Yeah. He's made some like crazy comments to Charles Barkley. And about Michael Jordan. Because he thinks he can take Michael Jordan one-on-one. And that was just
that's probably not
crazy.
A good idea.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. And then he attacked Charles Barkley. This is the father of Lonzo Ball from UCLA. And
yeah,
they think, like, with all these comments from his father, that it could affect, like, his NBA future and stuff. So, which I agree with. I think it could because it's just drama and not many organizations might want that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you never know if you're going to get picked up because you create publicity.
Yeah.
Because you know what they say.
He's creating so much.
Bad publicity is still publicity.
Yeah. And even his home got burglarized recently.
Yeah.
So, trying to find what he exactly said to Charles Barkley. The quote. But yeah, it was crazy.
I think I have the one about Jordan. It's I would back Jordan in and lift him off the ground and call a foul every time he fouls me when I do jump hook to the left or the right. He cannot stop me one-on-one. So
yeah.
It's a lot of trash talk.
Yeah. To the greatest player of all time. So, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, he's trying to get his name out there more. Any kind of publicity that he can get. As for his sons. I don't know.
It's like, don't cause problems. It just makes life so much harder.
Yeah. So what else, Malik?
I know nothing about March Madness. Who do you have winning?
Who do I have winning?
Walk me through your bracket.
My bracket. In the finals, I have Kansas and Duke. And I have Kansas coming out on top.
All right.
I have UCLA going far. I have them beating UNC. Oh, let me see if I can bring up my bracket.
All right.
But, yeah, I have Kansas winning, though.
All right. Why do you have Kansas winning? How do you decide who is what? Who goes where on a bracket?
How
are there numbers?
Just how they've been doing all season long. And some of the other teams, like Duke. Duke is really good, but they're not a number one seed. And Gonzaga, who I don't think is going to go that far. I have them losing to West Virginia.
Okay.
But they're a number one seed. But I think Duke is going to get there further than Kansas. I think they have the game against Villanova that they're going to have, that I think they're going to have. That's a big game.
See, I'd take Villanova over Kansas probably.
Yeah, they won last year, so
yeah.
I mean they're favorites, but
yeah, I'd put Nova in at least the Final Four.
Nova in the Final Four?
Definitely.
I can't bring my bracket.
I haven't. Otherwise, I'm not really sure. I know a little bit about basketball.
Yeah.
I don't follow it religiously, though. I don't even do a bracket normally, but I thought about it this year. I was looking into it. I mean, obviously, I know the East a little bit.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's going to be. I feel like this year. Last year was a lot of upset games, wasn't it? Or was that longer ago?
Yeah, I think it was last year. It was good.
I remember that. It was a lot of... Because my dad's a big sports guy. And I remember him talking about just how many upset games there were.
Yeah, my Final Four is Kansas, UCLA, Duke, and Arizona. I have Kansas and Duke going to the finals. So...
That's fair.
I have UNC, UCLA. That's going to be a big game. And I think UCLA will come out on top. Gonzaga, West Virginia, that's a good upset. You got to have some upsets in your bracket.
Yeah, you can't just go with top teams.
No.
The upset's going to happen.
Yeah. And Villanova Duke is going to be a big game as well. That can go either way, so.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to wait and see. Some games are starting now. Today's the first day. And our women's team just left for the tournament, so.
Yes, they did. They're representing in the East bracket.
Yep, Notre Dame. So we'll see how they play out. I'm not sure when their game is.
I think it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Okay.
Playing Fighting Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, my roommate's going to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's in the band. Josh, shout out to you.
Okay.
Band. Go hang out, have fun. Watch some Fighting Irish basketball. Hopefully lose to your Robert Morris Colonials.
So, yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Do we have any more topics for the show? Can we?
You think we can pull anything out?
We can see when we come back from a break or something.
All right. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a long break, another long break. When we come back, hopefully we will have something to talk about on our new chat.
Did you do the police
blotter?
Did you do the police
blotter? No. I don't think another police blotter come out.
Well, I don't know. Wasn't
there one 2 weeks ago?
Wait. I can't remember.
Ugh. This show feels dead.
There's one, nothing to talk about to begin with. We have no topics.
Did you see what McDonald's posted about Donald Trump?
I did not.
Oh, we should talk about that. That's hilarious.
You already missed out on the Donald Trump stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about Snoop Dogg's new video.
Today?
Yep.
You should bring it back.
Bring it back?
No, literally, I just saw the tweet that McDonald's did about Trump. It's so funny.
I kind of want to go get some McDonald's.
McDonald's sounds good. No, the latest one's been the month of February.
I had a Grand Mac a couple days ago, and it was really good, but it was, like, so
dumb. All right, Mark,
you're bringing back in. Yeah, but I'm trying to find it. All
right.
I don't know where the heck it went.
It was at McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's tweeted at Donald Trump. Like, I saw it on my Facebook feed, and I kept going. Like, they did it today or something.
Well, do you remember what it said?
Kind of, I don't know exactly.
No, it's fine, you're out. I'll just see if you want to see something on it.
Okay, they deleted it. They got hacked.
Oh, okay.
They got hacked?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was you.
Huh?
I was hoping it was you.
We can talk about it still.
Did you find it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, let me see. Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Mara, you joined us last topic.
Yes.
And you brought us a tweet from McDonald's.
Well, actually, you just said they got hacked.
Yes.
So it wasn't an actual tweet from McDonald's, but it goes, "At real Donald Trump, you are actually a disgusting excuse of a president, and we would love to have at Barack Obama back. Also, you have tiny hands."
So, if you were listening earlier in the show, we talked about Donald Trump.
Already.
Yep.
It's always funny watching people get hacked on Twitter. It's never not funny. Even when it happened, like, I've had it happen before, like, people steal your account and, like, just tweet random things. It's never not funny, whatever they put on there.
See, I actually have a Twitter, but I never use it. The reason I have one is because in high school, two people, who should go unnamed, created an account from my email from my high school, because everyone is just like, the, you know, first
name,
last
yeah.
name, so it's very easy to know, and because basically everyone's the same thing. And so they created me a Twitter, and they were tweeting things out were, like, ridiculous. So I had to go in and, like, take the account from them. But I kept it just so, like, no one could use
it. So
that.
Somebody could. You
yeah.
didn't just delete it so that it could be made again.
But I think I could delete it now because
nobody's
I'm in college. Yeah, that email address is gone now since it's been, like, 2 years. But that was fun. I was actually very mad. It was just, like, annoying, and I didn't understand why they even did it, but...
I feel like it's been happening a lot more lately, both fake Twitter hacks, like, quote-unquote, like, people tweeting outrageous things and then deleting it and be like, oh, I got hacked, and it's like, obviously you didn't.
Yeah.
But then there's ones where it's, like, it's an actual corporation that somebody got into that Twitter account.
Well, do you know who, I don't know if anyone does, but know who Trisha Paytas, or Paytas, I don't know how to say her last name.
Who's a what's it?
No? Okay. She's a YouTuber, and she went through a breakup with her ex-boyfriend, like, a month or so ago, and she was, like, really upset about it, and she tweeted while she was under the influence and was, like, at Sean, I forget his last name, Vanderwilt or whatever. And, like, I love you or something. And then she made a whole video about how, like, basically explaining away the tweet. And she just does that to get, like, publicity and for people to watch her and everything. She's actually a pretty well-known YouTuber. But
yeah, I don't pay attention
no,
to
celebrities. I watch YouTube.
I pay attention to one YouTuber.
Who?
And it's kind of funny. I guess they're a company.
Yeah,
they're a group of
subsidiary of Rooster Teeth.
Subsidiary of Rooster Teeth. Yep, that's a
word.
Your
word for the day.
That's a word. I'm not gonna be able to pronounce it.
I'm a big
Can
Rooster
you come
Teeth
again?
Fan.
Say it again.
Subsidiary. Subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Wait, where is the show?
That's a good question.
I
did you never come?
Yeah.
Just decided it wasn't a good day to
like
show
you.
Up. He doesn't want to talk about talk about March Madness with us.
I have something about March Madness right now. University of Virginia is playing what's it called? UNCW right now. University of North Carolina, and North Carolina is winning right now 23-11 to Virginia, and that could be a pretty big upset if they pull that game out, because I'm sure a lot of people have Virginia going past that game. It's 23-11 right now in the first. So I just thought I might just throw that in there.
It's good.
Yeah, it's happened right now.
Oh, man. This week's kind of light. Not a whole lot going on. Like, games
just started. It's just
a
tournament.
Yeah, games started. Not really a lot going on.
Not a whole lot.
I guess we can definitely end the show early if you guys want.
Yeah, give everybody a... some time off in Romo's, go back to their music.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to RMU Chat on RMU Radio. Remember to tune in every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30, unless we are really low energy and we can't and we have to end 20 minutes late. But hopefully we'll be back next week with a lot more energy and a lot more topics. Maybe we'll go on and talk more about March Madness. Who knows?
It's the first week.
Yeah,
we should all fill out brackets.
We should
just
all
do like our
just an RMU
yes.
Oh,
chat. An RMU chat bracket.
Do
what
like Greg did, flip a coin.
I feel like you count as RMU chat people. You're on the show more often than Rashad. Rashad.
Yeah.
Who
is he?
Rashad.
Yeah.
Who Rashad?
He's around.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have to?
I have to be one of the people at RMU chat, yeah.
Not the century, RMU chat.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The show.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be?
Because I'm here on time.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
All right. Show up on time sometime.
Hmm? Yeah.
Okay, I have lunch. Okay, do you want to fight about this? Because I have diabetes, okay?
Oh,
I have a chronic disease. And I need to take my insulin and eat food. I had pasta. It was actually pretty good.
You're saying you won't sacrifice your health for the good of the show?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Some people, they have no dedication.
Know,
we started
with
just me and Mike today, so I thought the show was actually going to go on for like maybe a half an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you're welcome.
Yep.
I brought some spice back.
Yep. Like the Spice Girls.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
We'll see you later, Romo's Wheatley Cafe. PNC Cafe, all the other places that may be listening. Brandon's friends really like the show, so shout out to those guys.
Oh, they're not listening right now, but it's cool.
Okay.
What about my friends?
Do your friends listen?
You have friends?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thanks.
All right. See you later, guys.
Catch you later, guys. See you next week.
I like how you're so shocked I have friends.
Oof.
Oh, God. That was rough.
I mean, we went for 40 minutes.
That's not bad.
Again, I thought it was going to be like 20. So.
Should I just end it?
Yeah,
should I stop the recording?
Yeah, you can end it.